Okay, welcome everyone to the Dropkick Reviews podcast. It's been long overdue, longly waited, longly talked about, longly promoted. I'm gonna try to keep it simple and quick and to the point. The whole reason for me doing this podcast is the vice president of North American Nike resigns, step down. She did everything but get fired from her job. And I am going to give a little bit of insight on what happened, why it happened, so on and so forth. I'm just gonna rant. It's gonna be a little awkward for me personally. I've never, excuse me, I've never had to do this by myself, this meaning a podcast. I've always had someone here with me or someone over the phone to talk to. I haven't done a podcast in, I think, a year, longer than a year. So it's gonna be a little bit of a learning curve or a remembering curve. It should be like riding a bike. You might hear the game controller in my hand because I'm also trying to play some video games while I talk a bunch of BS. I also have this under the explicit section on Spotify specifically, so if I swear one or two or a couple times, my apologies, but I do get a little bit worked up over the fact that a vice president of a shoe brand is selling shoes on the second market to make insane amounts of money, and it's incomprehensible. I don't understand it. There's no repercussions. I don't know what to even say about it. I don't wanna have like blank air and fucking blank spots in this podcast, but sometimes I'm gonna have to reach for words that I don't really know on the spot or can't come up with on the spot. And I don't want to try to be rambling and catching up for my words, but let's try to jump right into this. So, the vice president of Nike steps down. Her name is Ann Herbert. Hibbert? Herbert? Ann is what I'm going to call her. Ann stepped down because her son Joe Herbert, Joe Herbert, her son Joe was selling shoes online. Now people are probably like, well, what's the problem with that? He's just selling shoes. His mom works for a shoe company. There should be no problem. I mean, to an extent, there shouldn't be a problem. But the amount of shoes that this kid was getting was not like, oh yeah, I got them for cheap. I only got four pairs. This kid had thousands and thousands of shoes, and I can't get one single shoe. It makes absolutely no sense to me, and it's frustrating. It's very frustrating when you have to try to hunt these shoes down, and this kid wakes up in the morning, asks his mom if he's going to work, and oh yeah, by the way, can you bring me home 15,000 pairs of shoes? Like, bro, go somewhere with that shit. He doesn't intend to wear them. He intends to sell them to generate income, which I can understand that. It's a lucrative business to be in. But bro, your mom is the vice president already. How much more money do you fucking want? I took a little bit of notes on this, but it's like the notes are kind of self-explanatory. Okay, Ann Herbert is the former VP of Nike. Guess how long she's been there? 25 years. Bro, Joe, her son, is only 19. So she's been working with Nike longer than he's been alive. The kids, if you're listening to this and doing something on your phone, I want you to go to Instagram and I want you to type this in. West Coast Streetwear. The pictures that you will see, it's crazy to me because I should do it on my phone with you to just kind of go over all of these pictures and the shoes and count them out, but I'll let everyone do it to themselves. It makes no sense that the vice president of Nike is basically alley-ooping shoes to her son to sell for double the price, double the retail price. I mean, it makes sense in the fact of, in the sense of greed, but how greedy is the world right now when the vice president of a shoe company is selling shoes for double the price on the aftermarket? So it's either Nike knows what the shoes are worth and doesn't retail them for the price. I don't even know how to wrap my head around it, and it's frustrating. It's actually frustrating, because how is the vice president of Nike a reseller, but Nike is frowned upon resellers? It's confusing and frustrating, and it's like that. This is the main reason why I started the podcast again, is because I just wanted to talk a little bit of bullshit about what's going on in the sneaker world as far as the vice president of a billion-dollar company reselling shoes is crazy to me. And then on top of that, Marcus Jordan, which is the son of Michael Jordan, pretty much did the same thing a month ago, 30 or 60 days ago, with his Jordan release. He came out with a pair of shoes, and there were a limited amount of shoes, and supposedly the shoes were sold before the release date. That's all there is to it. That's all it boils down to. The shoes were sold before release date for double the price of retail, triple the price of retail, quadruple the price of retail. And it's like, me as a consumer, I actually had no chance to get those shoes. Even if I really wanted those shoes or not, I had no chance to get them. So it all comes down to like who you know and how much money you have in the sneaker world. When that should not be the case. It should be, I like this shoe, I want this shoe, I'll buy this shoe. And if it's in a limited amount, you should expect to take the L. But if it's a limited shoe from someone who's related, I guess at the, if it's a limited shoe, you shouldn't expect to get it. But if it's a limited shoe coming from someone that only produces limited shoes, you really are not going to get it. You have zero chance, even negative chance, of getting the shoe for retail, for the suggested retail price. But it's like, it's like that. We had the vice president of Nike step down because her son was a reseller, and then we had the GOAT, the person that put Nike on his back and carried Nike, we had his son resell shoes previous. So it's like, it's a lose-lose situation, and no one, the consumer doesn't win. The only people winning are the people who control the company and want the money. That they don't even want to wear the shoes. They want the money. And I'm hurt. Like, I don't even know what to say. Is it worth trying to hunt these shoes down? I'm never going to fucking buy that Marcus Jordan shoe. It's called the Trophy Room Jordan 1. I'm never going to buy it because it's fucking $2,000 when the retail on it was $170. So, like, how is a regular consumer supposed to buy something like that for the suggested retail price of $170 when the resale on it is $2,000. It's frustrating on so many levels, and it's deterring. It's frustrating. It's not embarrassing, because who's embarrassed about a piece of material that's damn near five times the price of what it is. Like it's astonishing, it's astounding, it's shocking. There's just so many one word answers. And apparently you could be the vice president of Nike or the son of the greatest basketball player in the world, resell shoes and not, no one looks a second at it. Yeah, I'll pay 2 grand. No, I'm not paying 2 grand at all, ever. I don't know. I just to simplify all this and try to wrap this up, because I'm just gonna keep it short, sweet, and simple for the first podcast back. If you go back and you listen to any of my previous podcasts, it's about wrestling. It's strictly about wrestling. And yeah, I mean, that's a whole other set of problems. The wrestling of 2021 is kind of rough at the moment to watch. And yeah, my attention is towards other things like sneakers. So yeah, it's a different time. And I can't. To wrap this shit up though, Ann Herbert, the former VP of North American Nike, has stepped down of 25 years because her son Joe Herbert was caught selling shoes with a credit card with her mom's name on it, making a healthy purchase of $130,000. So yeah, I don't know. I just felt like I needed to say something about it. I'm obligated to say something because I asked people if they heard about it and they never heard of it. So yeah. It's a story. It's definitely a story. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for checking in. Pay attention for more. Hopefully, I'll do some more in the coming weeks, a couple days. See how this goes. See if I get some views. See if anyone listens, pays attention. If you want me to talk about anything specific, just message me. Tell me to bring it up on my podcast. Like I said, I don't, it's gonna be a little bit before I can get used to recording a podcast by myself, with no co-host, just kind of topics that I go and find. But thank you guys for listening. Check back in with me. Get a hold of me if you can. If you can't, sorry for you. Later.